online, on your smart speaker, and on DAB Digital Radio. A voice for Bath. This is Radio Bath News.
The King faces regular treatment for cancer after his shock diagnosis. Charles has already begun his medical care as an outpatient and has postponed all public duties. These people outside Buckingham Palace have given their reaction to the news.
Yeah, it's a shame for us, but it's for them more than us, really.
My thoughts are with him, and to go through something like cancer, but in the public eye, is pretty something.
Yeah, it's sad. Hopefully he can make a recovery rate.
Former Irish Premier John Bruton has died at the age of 76. His family says it follows a long illness and that he died peacefully this morning at a private hospital in Dublin. Former Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng has announced that he'll leave Parliament at the next election. Mr Kwarteng, who represents Spelthorne in Surrey, says he told his constituency association yesterday that he wouldn't fight the election. In a post on X, which was formerly Twitter, he says it's been an honour to serve the residents of Spelthorne since 2010, and I shall continue to do so for the remainder of my time in Parliament. There's been a fire at a fireworks factory in central India. Six people have died and 40 others are thought to be injured, while others are feared to be trapped. The cause of the fire is reportedly not clear at this stage. Today is the UK's biggest celebration of online safety as it's Safer Internet Day. We spoke to Will Gardner, who's director of the UK Safer Internet Centre. He spoke to us about their reports on generative AI.
About 75% of those have seen their peers use it positively, but about 50% have seen their peers use it negatively. You know, this is tech. It's amazing. It's coming incredibly quickly. It's something of a revolution, actually, that this Gen AI has been creating over the last 6 months, and that's going to continue.
And Taylor Swift's revealed the track list for her upcoming album. The 16-track album, which features a bonus track, will be released in April and will feature Florence and the Machine and rapper Post Malone. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Sophia Lewis-Hobbs.
Radio Works.
Boot stores in England can now offer access to treatment for 7 common conditions as part of the NHS Pharmacy First Service, one of the most significant changes in their 175-year history. Amy Dickinson, a pharmacist at Boots, explains what it means.
Patients in England can now go to their local Boots pharmacy, where they can speak to a pharmacist who can provide advice and appropriate treatment for 7 conditions, which includes sinusitis, earache, sore throat and cystitis in women. With no appointment needed and consultations are confidential. If you think you have one of these conditions, visit your Boots pharmacy.
Across Bath and West Wiltshire, this is Radio Bath.
And this is Radio Bath. You heard that Taylor Swift has got a playlist. Well, on the Unnoticed Entrepreneur Live today, we've got a playlist to die for because I'm interviewing one of the station's co-founders, 40-year broadcaster, Steve Fountain. Steve, I'd say welcome to the studio, but you've already been here since 8 o'clock this morning. It's a pleasure to be able to interview you today.
It's certainly, the boot is on the other foot, as they say.
Well, look, I promise not to kick too hard, and I know that you've found the challenge of choosing 8 tracks, you know, a little bit tough, because you just have this amazingly eclectic, really sort of array of music that you love, because every time I've been in the studio, you've always heard of the music that my guests have heard and played on the show. So, love to talk to you today about some of the tunes that have made the soundtrack to your last 30-40 years in broadcast. Before we do that, for anyone that doesn't know you, Steve, give us a little bit of background about, you know, who you are, where you're from, and why you think starting the radio show and the radio station has been really an entrepreneurial endeavor.
Gosh, we've only got an hour, and that includes
plus
the music.
You've got news and music.
I grew up in Bedfordshire. I was adopted by my parents when I was a matter of 6 months old or so. I had a pretty happy childhood. I mean, there was nothing outstanding about my childhood. It was quite ordinary in many ways. I wasn't a great scholar. I didn't do particularly well at school, I don't think. And certainly, funny enough, I was looking at an old school report of mine a few weeks ago, just before Christmas, and pretty much every line said could do better, apart from music. oddly enough. My teacher at school for my music class was a guy called Chris Scarfe. He was also my choir master. He invited me to join as a chorister at the local church, St. Peter's, the Priory in Dunstable. So I did that, and I did it for a number of years. And that taught me a lot about, you know, being able to speak properly and talking from the diaphragm and all that sort of stuff and singing and so on and forth. And I loved singing, and I still sing to this day, not necessarily in church. I did up until about 2 or 3 years ago when we launched the radio station at Holy Trinity in Bradford-on-Avon. But I sing to the music all the time, all the time. And I left school at 15. I went into the armed forces until I was 21. And when I came out, I'd come to the conclusion that I wanted to work in radio. It was quite difficult at that time because there wasn't much radio around.
And how did you get that break to get into radio? Because from armed forces into radio, and yeah, I mean, you say wasn't much around, because in the early days we really only had the BBC. I mean, even in my day, the beginnings of Radio Caroline was starting, for example, yes. The Channel, the beginnings of Invicta Radio, but it wasn't like today.
So Invicta so Radio, many, see, yeah. That shows you're from Kent, Jim, that's the thing.
I am from Kent.
So, well, I mean, when I left the service in 75, there were probably no more than about, I don't know, 10 or a dozen commercial radio stations around the UK. I was too young to go down the route of Radio Caroline and so on and so forth. That all belonged to people like Tony Blackburn, who's a few years older than me, about 10 years older than me. So I had to, firstly, I did a little bit of radio. I was a communicator when I was in the armed forces. That was my job. And I occasionally got asked to play some music and so on and so forth on the ship's, you know, internal tannoy system, which I did. And a couple of people actually said to me, "You're pretty good at that. That's all right." And I'd never really been told I was much good at anything, to be honest. So I thought, well, I'll take that. That's quite nice. And then I decided that I was in a disco one day and told the guy, this was in Weymouth, in the Victoria Bars in Weymouth, I didn't think he was very good. And he said, "Well, if you think you can do better, come along and have a go tonight." And I went along. And to be honest, I wasn't better. He was better than me. But he became a friend. His name was Doug Martell. And I ended up DJing. And from there, I bought some disco equipment. And I put it on board the ship. And wherever we went, I would host a disco in a local club or a bar or something like that, which was always quite good fun. So by the time I came out in June 75, I'd more or less made up my mind that I wanted to be a radio DJ, but I didn't know how to go about it. And I always think, whenever you ask yourself how, because you don't have the answer, it quite often just dissipates in the wind, you know, and you don't go ahead with it. But I thought, well, I don't know really how I got to do this, but I'm going to find out. And I just got to know people within the world of radio. I wrote to them. This is before email, remember. I wrote to them and said, "Can I come along and sit in on your studio and listen to how you do your show?" And most of them said yes, to be fair, because people that do what we do like talking about what we do and sharing it. And so that's what I did. And from there, I found out how to create a demo tape. And I made one and sent it off to a radio station and was told, "I liked the content, didn't like your voice," because I was a bit like that in those days, you know. I came away and I had to then refine how I spoke, and I sort of ended up kind of where I am today, I suppose, really. And eventually I got a job at a radio station, my local radio station, Chilton Radio, and I started my first full-time job in October 1981.
So really a great story of persistence and try. And later on, we're going to talk to you about how you and a couple of people here have started Radio Bath. But let's first of all dive into one of the 8 tracks that we're going to get from you today, which is your childhood track. Steve, explain, introduce which tune.
So I'm going to play Frank Ifield and I Remember You. And my mum loved Frank Ifield. He was an Australian singer that came to this country. He married a girl who was a dancer. She was a tiller girl on Sunday night at the London Palladium. You need to be of a particular age to know what that was about. And he had 3 huge hits. In a very short space of time, you know, he was a man in the early 60s to rival the Beatles in his own way with the number of hits he was having. I met him later in life. not through, I wasn't talking to him. I didn't interview him on a radio station or anything like that. I used to live near Whipsnade Zoo in Dunstable. And I went up there one day, and when we came out, we went into a tea room. And I didn't know this, but it was the tea room that was run by Frank Ifield. And I did have a brief conversation with him. But the thing I remember most about him was that he had a hole in his shoe when he was talking. And I remember that quite clearly. And I thought, you're a man who made all that money, had all those number ones, yet you can't afford a decent pair of shoes.
Well, on that note, let's hear Frankie Field.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago. Said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue.
We're back. In fact, my guest today really doesn't need much introduction because he's one of the mainstays of Radio Bath. It's Steve Fountain. Should I say welcome back, Steve?
You don't need to. I never went away.
He's never been away. Because, you know, you've actually been in radio, say, for 40 years, and you and a couple of people here have started the radio station. We're going to talk about that. But how did you get into radio in the first place? You've talked about making some demo tapes, but it's not quite the same. Let's go back even
further.
No,
the thing that really nailed it for me was I went to a concert. I was working at the Admiralty in London in 1973, and I'd sort of dabbled a bit on board the ships, playing a few songs and all that sort of thing, and I quite enjoyed that. But I went to see Slade at Earl's Court in 90. I still am today a massive Slade fan. I love them, you know, and such really good, fun music,
great,
very loud, right. Just brilliant entertainers. Yeah. And I went to see Slade at Earl's Court, and the gentleman that introduced them was a fella called Emperor Roscoe, who was a Radio 1 DJ. And he came on stage to this. I mean, it's 20,000 people. He came on stage. The noise is immense, and he wound everybody up and got the noise levels to an even greater volume. And I just thought, I want to do that. I'd love to do that. And the power that he had. Now, of course, the band had an even greater power, but I couldn't play the drums. I couldn't play a guitar. It was going to take too long to learn anyway. So I thought this is the sort of quick route in, if you like. It didn't turn out to be that quick, but a relatively quick route in to becoming famous. I think I must have thought that, you know, but I just love the fact this guy walked on stage, everyone was shouting and hollering, and within 2 minutes we're all standing on chairs, my shirt had been ripped off, and I was, you know, singing along. But yeah, I wanted to be Emperor Roscoe. And funny enough, I ended up working with Roscoe some years later. I've worked with most of the, what you might call the broadcasting greats. And Roscoe's still going today, but yeah. And what I didn't know at the time when he came on, and I subsequently found out, was he didn't live more than half a mile from me, where I was growing up. So we had, when I got to know him, we had all those conversations. He's an American and he lives in America now. He lives in LA. But he was the guy that I just thought, I want to do that.
Isn't it wonderful how we find a person who can just inspire us, you know, like that? I used to love Alan Wicker, was someone that I thought was interesting.
Wicker, yeah.
And he went to Hong Kong and did Wicker's World, and that got me inspired about travelling and living overseas. But today's about you, Steve, not about me. We've got eight tracks. We've already had one track from you. I know I pushed you there to get them down to eight. Your next track is about, you know, that time when you started, when you first fell in love with being on the radio. And what tune did you have on your list that reminds you of that time, those early heady days of getting onto the mic and becoming a superstar as you are?
Well, in my own head, I could have played the very first song that I played on radio, which was Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street. But I didn't do that. I came up with a song from Slade from that concert, because that was really the defining moment. And I loved that whole event. I loved the band. And I loved the fact that when I came out of there, I knew pretty much exactly what I wanted to do, even if I didn't know how I was going to do it. So I came up with Slade and Come On, Feel the Noise.
Let's play some Slade.
Baby, baby, baby!
Nursery Hilperton, proud sponsor of The Morning Show. They have all you need to make your garden grow. Find out more at the-nursery.co.uk.
Like trees, Highline are growing and looking for new team members. So if you love working outdoors, enjoy problem solving and working as part of a team, please get in touch. Training can be provided and experience is preferred, but is not essential. So if you want to challenge yourself and work for a dynamic company working across all forms of tree management, call 0333 456 7886. Highline, tree management, consultancy and training.
Are you ready for a refreshing and sophisticated gin experience? Look no further than Bath Gin Distillery. Our luxurious gin is handcrafted using the finest botanicals, including juniper berries, coriander seeds, and citrus peel to create a crisp and clean flavour. Distilled in the first distillery in Bath in over 250 years, our gin pays homage to our city's rich history, while offering a modern twist on the classic spirit. Enjoy Bath Gin on the rocks, mixed in a cocktail, or paired with your favourite tonic. Elevate your gin game and try Bath Gin today. Cheers to good taste and drink responsibly. For the facts, see drinkaware.co.uk.
This is Radio Bath.
Welcome back to the Unnoticed Entrepreneur Live with me. I'm your guest host, Jim James, and I'm with Steve Fountain, who, you'll all agree, sounds as though he's got a fountain of confidence as well as a fountain of youth. Steve, I'm going to ask you, you know, our next track is about music for confidence, but before we listen to your track, tell us, what do you do to build your confidence and maybe to keep your confidence? Because 30, 40 years, you must have had one or two challenges as you come and go. And I know starting the Radio Bath station was not easy. So how have you kept your self-confidence?
I think the first thing is you need to have some belief in yourself, and then you need to be surrounded by the right kind of people, really. And I've been lucky throughout my life. I've always had people around me that provide and have provided me and continue to provide me with, the right kind of shoulders to lean on once in a while, because you just can't be up every day. You have moments where you're bumping along the bottom a little bit. Fortunately, that hasn't happened very often, but I can think of times through my life where I've definitely been on the bottom. And when I was much younger and falling out of love with radio and falling out with my family and having nowhere to live and sharing, a sofa in a friend's house and stuff like that. I didn't like myself at that time, and somehow I needed to find a way of being able to, get myself through that. It was quite difficult at the time. It was largely of my own doing. I mean, it wasn't really anybody else's fault. Yeah, you need good support wherever it comes from, really. And then you just need to be able to once in a while reflect on things that have gone quite well for you and worked. Music is always it always has been for me. I don't suppose you can apply this to everybody, but whenever I've felt where things could be going better, and I've been bumping along the bottom a little bit. When I get that 2 or 3 or 4 hours in the studio, it's funny how the outside world just gets completely shut out and you focus on what you're doing. And for a few hours, you feel pretty good about life. Now, the reality is when you open the studio door and walk outside, it's still there to be faced. But for a few hours a day, you can come in, play some songs and generally feel better about things. And I would say also that people in the radio industry are generally quite up sort of positive individuals. I think you need to be, because every now and then you won't get a contract renewed or you'll get fired or replaced by somebody else coming in. And you need to have a thick skin and degree of resilience. And I've learned to develop that over the years. But in the early days, it was pretty challenging, because not every day is going to go well. That's the thing.
Yeah, and I think the impact of social media, where you're seeing everyone else's days that seem to go well, can kind of magnify your own sense that your own day is not going so well.
It can do. I mean, there are days when I'm not a fan of social media, and there are other days when I think, oh, that's a really good story. I like the fact that that's been shared. I very rarely post stuff, personal stuff. I'm happy to read about my friends and my family to one degree or another as well. I mean, I do talk to them, but what I've always tried to avoid is where social media has filled the space of not having a conversation with somebody. And even in the last, well, actually this morning, I saw something last night posted with a guy that I've known for years, a radio guy that I used to work with. He's not in radio any longer. He's a chef today. But he's a guy that I've not seen for a while, lives in the northwest of England. And I sent him a note last night on Messenger. And I said, hey, mate, great to see the story. I'm glad you're okay. We ought to catch up. It's been years. And he messaged me back overnight and said, yeah, here's my number. Give me a call. Let's do that. And I will do that in the next couple of months or so. So I think social media can be a positive for good, but it can also be a negative for poor as well.
Yeah, and you've got to be in a confident place to watch that media and also to engage, and it takes confidence to reach out as well, even if you're not feeling so well. Your tune for confidence and building confidence is a very confident performer, Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, and I've gone with Born to Run, which was around about the time back in the mid-70s when I was trying to get into radio. And I said this at the outset, really, Jim, that if on another day, I may have picked another track, but it's a track that I like. It's got loads of energy. When you go and see Springsteen live, it's a massive, massive performance. The guy's got masses of energy, and I love anything like that where it's just thrown at you. It sort of feeds back into the Slade thing from earlier on, really. But there's just lots and lots of energy which you try and absorb and feel better about life. So, yeah, Born to Run would be my go-to song if I want to feel better.
Let's play Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. Welcome back to the Unnoticed Entrepreneur live show with me, your guest host today, Jim James, and in the studio with Steve Fountain. Steve, you've had a long and illustrious career, but you've also had a long and slightly varied life as well. Our next track's going to be about tough times and a tune that represents a tough time. Can you give us, maybe from this long life that you've led, one tough time that you've been through and kind of how you got out of that, because you're a man now who's a mentor to people like me and others that are listening to the show.
I think there was a period around the mid-1980s when I definitely fell out of love with myself and with radio. And I struggled with egos. I mean, everybody has an ego. It doesn't matter what you do. Everyone's got a little bit of an ego about themselves. And certainly that applies to people that are in, you know, the world of professional radio as such. And I thought the people that I was working with at the time, you know, it was all getting too much for me, the egos, the way I was becoming, the kind of person I was becoming. So, but I've reflected on that over the years, and I don't think it was anything to do with anyone else. It was just me, really. But I think I got too, my mum would say, "You're getting too big for your boots, lad." You know? and she was absolutely right. I mean, she never criticized me at the time, but yeah, I became something that I wasn't really very happy with. And, you know, I got divorced and I definitely went off the rails. I got a job driving a taxi for 10 quid a day with a company called A to Z Taxis in Dunstable. I mean, that's a great name for a taxi company. Yeah. But I needed something to bring me back to what I used to be like when I first started in radio, and of course then I met Tina and that at that time this was not by that this time it was 87, so I've been bumping along the bottom there for best part of 18 months or so. So I met Tina, and then I thought, actually, I really like this girl and I can't see any reason why she would like me, you know. So I had to make some decisions about what I was going to do. I still didn't want to go back into radio at that time, but I became an estate agent.
No way.
And I absolutely loved it. I loved it. And, I worked for an enormous company called Taylor's. And, they're still going today. And I met some great guys in there who really helped me get back on my feet and gave me the belief that that actually I wasn't so bad after all. And and then latterly, obviously, I ended up getting back into radio. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today. But yeah, those guys, Mike and Pete and Kevin, they were massively important to me, and I could never repay the debt with the time that they spent with me just to kind of get me to feel better about myself.
So. Yeah, that's wonderful. Because even you mentioned at the very beginning of the interview how important it is to be surrounded by people who are good, honest, and care about you. And plainly, Tina saw something in you because you're still married.
Yeah, over 30 years this year, yeah.
So fantastic. Well, obviously, because this is a radio show and this is my Talk and Tunes show, I have to ask you for a soundtrack for that particular time in your life when presumably you had lots of time for it would have been a cassette player.
Probably.
In your taxi.
Yeah.
What would you have played?
I've always loved the Beatles. And I could have picked any number of Beatles songs, but one of my favourite Beatles albums is Let It Be. And the song I've got is Two of Us from the album.
Let's play it.
I Dig a Pygmy by Charles Hawtrey and the Deaf Aids. Phase one in which Doris gets her oats.
Two of us ride. Thank you.
And we're back, the Unnoticed Entrepreneur, live today. With me in the studio is Steve Fountain, who's actually driving the show as well as talking. He said we can't multitask. Steve, your next track is going to be about travel. Just tell us, what role has travel played in your life, other than obviously driving people around and looking at the A to Z? Because in those days, we used to have A to Zs to get from place to place.
Went as a taxi driver, definitely. You didn't have any sat nav in those days. You just knew, or you didn't, or you had to ask the question. I've been fortunate in the world of radio to be able to travel quite a lot, especially to America, and doing work with people like Disney and things like that. And I've enjoyed it immensely. But I've also traveled quite a bit, especially around Europe and the Caribbean, on my own holidays. I've never been to Australia or New Zealand. That's something that maybe I can nail down in the future. But I've been quite blessed by being able to get here and there, and for free, of course. As when you're going with work, it's work and pleasure and all that sort of stuff. So that's been quite nice. In the last probably 15 years or so, when I was running a group of radio stations in Kent, I was still living in Bradford-on-Avon where I live, but I used to have to travel out on a Monday and back on a Friday. Monday was definitely listening to Radio 4 and the Today program, and then when I got closer to Kent, the radio stations that I programmed. Coming back on a Friday, there was one album which came out in 2008, and I just listened to it over and over and over and over again, and it was Coldplay's Viva La Vida.
Let's play a track from Viva La Vida.
Nursery Hilperton, proud sponsor of the morning show. They have all you need to make your garden grow. Find out more at the-nursery.co.uk.
Are your vacant positions delaying operations, costing you time and money? Finding it hard to attract the right candidates? Simple Recruitment, now celebrating their 15th anniversary, manages the whole recruitment process for both temporary and permanent recruitment solutions at all levels throughout Bath, Somerset and Wiltshire. If you're looking to recruit within the industrial and commercial sectors, our expert team of consultants match the right personalities and experiences to the most suitable positions. It's simple. We find jobs for people and people for jobs. Call us today on 01761 235741, or visit our website at www.simplerecruitmentltd.co.uk.
This is Radio Bath.
And we're back here with Steve Fountain, my special guest. My name's Jim James. I'm your host today. Steve, you've had a great life. Not only have you driven a lot of miles, you've flown a lot of miles, you've played a lot of tunes. What do you do to celebrate? And what do you celebrate? Do you just
pick on the big wins to celebrate? Or?
No, I mean, I think I probably did when I was a bit younger. You know, a great survey result, listener survey result, was always a good thing to celebrate, and you'd celebrate that with everybody else. But you certainly kept an eye on what was happening with your numbers. I'm an Arsenal fan, so I celebrated at the weekend when we beat Liverpool 3-1. So, yeah, I mean, it's I celebrate all sorts of things, really. And I think it's actually quite important don't forget to celebrate the small wins, the small things. Because when you add up all the small parts, the sum of the parts, the sum of those wins, they can amount to quite a lot, actually. You know, and we get a lot of wins here. They may not appear to be wins to lots of people, but, you know, I see somebody come into the radio station who's never done radio before, which would apply to the vast majority of volunteers that we have.
Including me.
Well, yeah, indeed. Yeah. And everybody now can hold themselves together. And that, for me, is a win, you know, for those individuals and for Radio Bath. But, yeah, I think it's important to celebrate stuff in whatever way you do. I don't mean, you know, go out and get the fizz out or get a bottle of wine or go to the pub and do all that sort of stuff. But quietly sit back and reflect and think, that was all right. That was a good win, that. I enjoyed that moment, you know. And I look around throughout my career, especially since I went into management, which was a long time ago now, because I thought that would extend my career rather than just being on air as a DJ. And that's possibly proven to be a good decision, so I'll celebrate that now. But, you know, I've worked with a lot of people over the years that have gone on to have great careers. I remember working with Chris Moyles at FM 103 Horizon in Milton Keynes. And I can remember him sitting in my office one day saying, you know, I'm hoping to get a new contract. And that wasn't a conversation. I could have that conversation with him, but I wasn't responsible for his contract. And I said, but you're all right. You're pretty good. And, you know, the rest, as they say, is history. I mean, he went off to Capital Radio and then Radio 1 and spent 10 years with the biggest numbers the Radio 1 breakfast show has ever had. But there's all sorts of people when I look around the industry on television, BBC, ITV, radio, where I've you know, helped in some way to get somebody started. And for me, that's a win for them, and I'm quite pleased that I've been able to play my part in that as well.
Well, and Stephen, I know you played a huge part in helping to get Radio Bath off the ground, give people like me the opportunity to be on the mic, which, thank you. So I think we also recognise you for that. That's one of the reasons I wanted to interview you today. A track today for celebrating those successes. What tune do you have for us?
I'm going to play Frank Sinatra, New York, New York, because it's just a great song. I know it. I could sing this in my sleep, and you can sing it as loud as you like. So, no, this for me is one of those moments where it's a definite feel-good tune, and if I'm celebrating, this is a song. And the other thing about it is, if you put it on somewhere, everybody else starts to sing as well. So, yeah, Sinatra's New York, New York.
Frank Sinatra, let's listen.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. up to you, New York, New York, New York.
And my guest today is a man who's made it here, who's made it there. Actually, Steve Fountain has broadcast radio everywhere. Steve, thanks for playing Frank Sinatra.
It's a great tune, isn't it?
It is. And who wasn't kicking their feet out?
And even then I was singing along to it.
If you were listening carefully, you might have heard Steve in the background coming across the airwaves. Steve, we got to the last couple of tracks, unfortunately, because I'm really enjoying getting to know you today. And you're a man who's had a lot of success. Now you're living in Bradford and Avon. What do you do to unwind when you're not in the studio here at Radio Bath?
I walk a lot. I love walking. I love trekking. I've been very fortunate to trek to some pretty exotic places, the Inca Trail in Peru, and I trekked to the top of Kilimanjaro back in 2009, I think it was. I've been to the top of Ben Nevis. I love that. It's a great walk. I'm looking up there. You know, Snowdon, Scarfell, but just actually getting out and about and walking. I think being amongst the fresh air, the birds and everything else is good for the soul, really. And, you know, we've talked a lot about winds and when things aren't going well for you. If I need some time of solace, just getting out and walking is a great way to be able to get your spirits back up again.
And do you take music with you?
Sometimes I do. Yeah, sometimes I do. I probably do that less now. If I'm at home on my own and I just want some music in the background, then my go-to would be John Barry. I love John Barry music. And I discovered John Barry completely by accident. I mean, I knew that he wrote the main theme to James Bond, but I had an interview that I needed to prep for a radio company. And I was doing some prep on the guy that was going to interview me. And one of the things that he'd said he'd liked in a previous written interview was John Barry. And so I made sure I knew lots about John Barry when I went for the interview. And he said, you know, what do you like? And I said, well, I love John Barry. Oh, I like John Barry as well. And of course, I think he saw straight through me. But so we got to play a lot of John Barry. So John Barry would be my go-to if I just want to put some music on in the background and chill out, really. And this next piece of music is the main theme from a movie he wrote the music to called Chaplin, about the life of Charlie Chaplin.
Let's watch. Thanks, Steve. Well, you've introduced a whole new genre of music there with the classical music and John Barry. Also, slow down the tone a little bit, and we're going to talk about the future. And you've got actually something in common with the King, haven't you? So let's just talk about
in
your
some way,
future.
Yeah. So I was diagnosed with prostate cancer earlier this month, and I'm now having to go through the process of deciding what it is that I'm going to do in order to get myself better. It's quite interesting when you go and meet the different aspects of the various treatments that are available. No one's at any point said, this is what you have to do. They give you all the options and then you go away and figure it out for yourself. They're great at being available if you've got questions. But, you know, you can do nothing if you want to. That doesn't feel like a sensible option to me. But you could do nothing. You can have hormone and radiotherapy treatment, or I can have surgery. I'm sort of leaning towards a surgery, really. I'm nearly 70, so I don't need my prostate much for anything. So just whip the thing out. And then it's just about, you know, timing and all that kind of stuff. So I'm figuring that out at the moment, because there's quite a lot to do here one way or another, and then there's a lot to do at home, and, you know, this is a landmark year for a variety of other reasons. So I kind of just chewing that one through, and I'll be talking to the hospital later today to have further questions with them. But I remain upbeat and positive. I don't know which cancer it is that the king has, but I think if you can get it out there with positive messages, and especially for prostate cancer, it's such a really easy thing to identify. It's a blood test. There's nothing invasive about it. They can tell you within a couple of days whether you've got an issue. And then there are other things that you need to go through, but they're pretty painless. And it's a really, really straightforward condition to be able to treat if you catch it early enough.
Good, and
which is what they've done with me. So,
by just having a regular,
I went for a blood test. Yeah.
That you signed up for, or they contacted
you? No. I just went along and said, I'm a bloke of a certain age. Can I have a blood test? And they said, why? And I said, Bill Turnbull's just died. Other people like, you know, Stephen Fry and other well-known people are coming out there saying, if you're a man, get a test. And it is so simple. And I had my first test about 2 years ago, and then I went back for more, and they just monitor it. And in the last year, I've had three or four to keep it. And my PSA, which is sort of number of proteins in your blood, are sort of crept up slightly. So they just kept an eye on it. And then they said, we'll refer you to the hospital. They probably won't want to see you, but they did. And then I had a biopsy, and then I had a CT scan to show that the cancer hadn't gone anywhere else, which was good news. And now I'm just waiting to decide what I'm going to come up with. I think I'm going to go down the surgery option, and if I go down that option, it's just then when. So,
well, thanks for your honesty and transparency. Just encouraging any listeners out there over 55, I think actually I've also been doing those tests annually now.
Get
as
it done.
Well. So take care of your health.
Takes no time at all. And if your doctor is a bit iffy about it, just say, I'd like to get it done, please. You know,
we're blessed to live in the UK where this is available and possible. Steve Fountain, my special guest today, driving his own show, actually, so I'm making him work as well as be my guest. Steve, a track for the future. I've so enjoyed having you as my special guest, as the Unnoticed Entrepreneur Live today. Thank you for all your work in setting up the station, all that you've done for the community here. Give us a tune that we can play out today's show with.
Well, firstly, it's not all my work. Just, you know, point that out. I mean, we've got a great team of people here, our volunteers and Simon and Lorraine and everyone else that's involved, people like yourselves that just step up once a week and do something. So nothing would work if it weren't for that. We get brilliant support from our patrons and our partners. We always need more. It's real tough running a charity at the moment. There's no doubt about that. And you bump along the bottom as far as your bank balance is concerned sometimes, but we remain very positive. I've gone with ELO's Mr. Blue Sky because I just think it's a really positive tune, you know, and and just makes people feel better when they hear it. That's the thing.
Let's play ELO, Mr. Blue Sky. My name's Jim James. Thanks for joining me on this special edition of the Unnoticed Entrepreneur Live with our very own Steve Fountain.
It's been a pleasure.
Why you had to hide away for so long? sky.
Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong?
Hilberton, proud sponsor of the morning show. They have all you need to make your garden grow. Find out more at the-nursery.co.uk.
Pizza Go Go Bath brings you the perfect blend of freshness and flavour. Our distinguishing factor, daily on-site crafted dough, a cut above the rest. Enjoy premium pizzas featuring locally sourced, fresh ingredients. Choose from three sizes with optional halal toppings. Whether it's a party or special event, we've got your cravings covered. Order online or call for piping hot pizza delivered to your door. Or save and collect. Visit us at Cleveland Place, Bath, or call 01225 333 722. Pizza Go Go Bath, where each bite celebrates freshness and flavour.
Online, on your smart speaker, and on DAB digital radio, a voice for Bath. This